of it, even though they're originally called from different locations, they don't always have nice images and the titles aren't so nice. But basically, you don't get this from the Storify user interface, but they have an API where you can overwrite the fab icon, you can add the date to the title, you can modify the metadata, and essentially get more attractive stories. So here, the fab icons, and it's saying this comes from National Post, BBC, New York Times, etc. And essentially, we all have the images, we have the dates in the title. We've created a more attractive interface that you don't get from just copying and pasting. Right. How do we evaluate? How do we know if our stories are good? So evaluation is tricky. There's no voice comp test. I'm in Los Angeles, have to mention it later. So basically the idea is we're going to use Mechanical Turk, and we're going to compare the automatically generated stories to those handcrafted by experts at Archivix, and if the Mechanical Turk workers can't tell the difference between the automatically generated version and the human-generated version, then we'll consider them just as good. Because otherwise, if you're picking 28 out of millions of pages, there's no way we can pick the same 28, but we could have equally good summarizations. All right, so we gave some criteria to the people at Archivix. You can read that later. And they created stories, 23 stories for 10 different collections. Now, a lot of these are, or basically all of these are news-oriented collections. This is an important distinction. I mean, it's obviously important for this venue, but it's not clear that this technique will work for the state government websites and some of the other aspects that show up in Archivix. But you guys don't care about that, so we're good, right? And then we have different kinds of stories. This is sliding page, sliding time, fixed page, sliding time. Now, for some collections, we only got certain kinds of stories, so it's not a full 30 stories, but in some essence, intuitively, this is the most interesting kind of story that we want to examine. So here is a page generated for Boston Marathon bombing by the experts, and this looks good, and we have the good fab icons and the good titles and so forth. And then we had a process, I'll skip over the details, but there's lots of clustering and throwing out duplicates and off-topic and so forth. This is the automatically generated page. This is clearly different, but intuitively, it kind of looks the same. You can't really tell who generated which. We generated random stories, and basically we just picked 28 things randomly from the collection. And it's not bad, you get some stuff, but you know, you get Welcome to the City of Boston and so forth, so you actually get some bad stories thrown in there as well. Then as a control, we generated some bad stories, which is basically the same memento picked 28 times over and over again. And if a Turker said, I like this story, we said, okay, we don't like your data. So then we ran a comparison where we had three different kinds of hits where we compared human versus automatic, human versus the core pages, and so forth. We only used master qualified stories, but we threw out if you picked the four stories or if you used required less than 7 seconds, which is clearly not enough time. The median time is actually 7 minutes. It's been a lot of time. And 50 cents for a hit is actually a pretty generous hit amount. So this is what a hit would look like. They would have a left and a right. It didn't talk about a human versus automatic. We said, we generated stories. Which one do you like best? And these were scrollable, independently scrollable. They would pick it. The punchline is preference for automatic and human stories, basically indistinguishable. They couldn't tell the difference between human and automatic story. But they could tell the difference between a human and a random story and an automatically generated and a random story. So random is not equally good, but the experts versus automatic are equally good. Now, for different kinds of stories, sliding page, sliding time, etc. Basically, they came out the same, and this also holds versus the random and the automatic versus random. So we basically didn't see a distinction between different kinds of stories. They were all easily identified. All right, so the punchline here is the automatically generated stories are just as good as the human stories. Now, what we didn't prove is that these stories are useful for anything at all. It could be that they're equally bad. I get that. But at least they're indistinguishable. So that's a stark
right.
And the summarization here is the return to the original slide, is we're taking the StoryFi interface people already know how to use, sampling from the archived collection, and using this to create a summary of what's in the collection. Now, I reference a bunch of data sets and code and papers and slides. And basically, everything's available right here. And I think that's it. Thank you.
We may have a couple minutes of questions.
You showed early on a slide ranking the different domains, the social media domains by popularity.
Yes.
It was topped by Twitter at 87%,
right,
followed by Instagram and
later
on, I don't remember. How would that look if you looked at the popularity by country or by geography? The same or different?
The country of?
Pick.
That's a good question. So I think StoryFi probably has a Western and English language bias. I'm not familiar if they have different language interfaces, so there's almost surely a bias in there. Now, I mean, anyone can use it, and we've seen some foreign language stuff in there, but that might be people who are bilingual using the interface. But I'm not an expert on StoryFi enough to know that if they have significant operations in different languages.
Have you thought about doing any sentiment analysis to get you were talking about different perspectives, but maybe a step further of actual side by side, automatically getting one view of something and then the polar opposite of that view, so that
So we're doing something. So the idea is basically sentiment analysis and figuring out what's in the question. So we're. What I presented is one half of our IMLS-funded work. The other half is to automatically create seed URIs based on stuff you find on social media. And we're exploring sentiment analysis and other structural characteristics for generating collections, so you have an idea of what kind of collection you've generated. In this case, we're sampling from collections that have already been generated. So whoever generated that collection has already applied their collection development policy, and we don't try to delve in. We're just sampling from what's there. And that's one of the things in looking at what StoryFi has and what's in the archived collection. To generate these stories, we only sample from what's in the collection. So we see things like Twitter is highly represented in StoryFi, hardly exists in the archived collection, and if it's not in the collection, we can't choose it. But it does give us a guideline. If there are social media resources, we probably should include some of them because that's what people want to see.
So, Evan said I'm with Times, and we have a slightly different problem with our archive, which is we've had an index for over 100 years. So we have subject categorized collections of articles, but sometimes those articles run into the hundreds or even thousands in a given subject area. Could you imagine leveraging techniques like this to distill that into a representative list?
Yeah, I suppose you could, especially if you could create, this is somewhat arbitrary, but time periods, this was the 50s or the 60s, and you could probably use this to visualize some of the material, but not all of it. So, by way of analysis, I'm drawing a blank, the American collection, Dan Cohen, National
EPLA.
They tweak out random things from their collection, right? And it's not completely random. It's often like this day in history or something like that, right? So, I mean, it's similar to that. Now, they're throwing it into a Twitter stream, and we're trying to group things together. But you could do something similar and essentially pop up random bits from your collection and see if it attracts people's attention or if it doesn't summarize what is in this thematic topic that you have. But you could have an automatic tweet generator to say, hey, there's a story from 1950.
And one more question?
No. So I notice you're using a lot of big corporate silos for these storytelling services, and you obviously chose StoryFi. And you mentioned that you're not getting good metadata out of social posts like Twitter and Facebook, which, and there's a technical reason for that, is all those services are actually using tools that Twitter and Facebook came up to create metadata so they could suck that in and display it properly. But I'm curious if you've looked at any other, I know there's a really big open source version called Wallabag. It's kind of an equivalent of Instapaper or Pocket that does kind of that same thing, but it's totally open source and you can bend it to your will a lot more easily. Did you look at any of those types of...
No, we haven't done that. That sounds interesting. We would like to do it. Basically, what our tools create, I blew past it, we had a page of JSON. And essentially, that's what we create.
Great.
And then we can push that into
anything
in the interface.
Yeah.
If it's similar to what people know how to use, that's what we're interested in, even if it's not the right tool.
Well, I think a lot of these tools let you just take a nice raw URL and then it'll go scrape the page for you and give you what you want.
I mean, we chose Storify, but I'm not here to sell you Storify.
Yeah, I know, but and they're going to have a more limited API, whereas if you can build your own, it becomes a whole lot easier.
We should definitely look into that, no question.
Sure.
Yeah, and thank you, Michael, and thanks for the entire Old Dominion University contingent. We've had great support from ODU. Thank you. Let's see. What time is it? I know we have a speaker coming up. Friday.